Diogo Monteiro may not be attending Selkirk College without student housing. Monteiro is a first-year student from Penticton in the college's electrical program. He's also among the first to move into the new 36-unit student housing at Nelson Silver King campus, which held its grand opening March 21. Before he moved to Nelson, Monteiro said he considered staying in Penticton for schooling but was concerned by the rents. He applied to be on the waitlist for Silver King's new building and was relieved to be accepted. "It was super helpful because I was stressed. I thought I was going to have to find a place to live. I actually did find cheap rent, but it's definitely nicer to be in the dorms and have it all accommodated for me." The three-story building is the first student housing at the campus in its 60-year history. It comes with furnished rooms, study spaces with computers, common kitchens, a lounge and bike storage room. Two rooms are designed for accessibility, while another was built to house a small family. The project is one of two student housing developments by Selkirk College to open this year. A 112-unit building is expected to begin receiving students at the Castlegar campus prior to the fall semester in September. The two buildings cost a total of $37.7 million, with the provincial government's Homes for People Action Plan funding $36.1 million and the remainder coming from Columbia Basin Trust. Taya Whitehead, Selkirk's Vice President of Education and Students, said the new building will be a boon for Silver King, where the college hosts its trades programs. Prior to its opening, Selkirk's only other student housing in Nelson was across the city at the 10th Street campus, which features 106 units. The monthly cost for a rental at Silver King is $895. Trade students often have the barrier that they're only here for a short period of time, which means they're looking for things like an Airbnb or short-term rental, which is often much more expensive than a regular rental, said Whitehead. The new student housing also includes a dedicated Indigenous gathering space with a design inspired by pit houses. Diane Bean, Selkirk's Director of Indigenous Education and Engagement, who is of Tsleil-Waututh'en heritage, said the space will host regular cultural programming. It also includes a separate room that can be used by visiting elders and the college's Indigenous counselors. Of the college's student population, just over 8% are Indigenous students. Bean said many of them are coming for education in the trades. "We do have Indigenous students that are all around our different campuses and learning centers, and so, this is, having a space on campus that's just for Indigenous students to really come in to just be with one another and to just reground themselves in whatever they're doing." Silver King campus has undergone substantial changes in the last 5 years. Originally the BC Vocational School, when it opened in 1964, it was incorporated by Selkirk College in 1975. Its first major upgrade in 2019, when a $23 million project was completed to add a new student building, new carpentry building and other classroom renovations. 2 years later, Selkirk cut the ribbon on a childcare center at the campus operated by Kootenay Kids that offers 24 spaces for children of students and the general community. Correction. An earlier version of this story said Selkirk College had 600 to 800 Indigenous students. The actual number is 8% of all enrollment. Read more. Nelson Council introduces new rules on housing density. Selkirk College allotted up to 857 international students for 2024 under new rules. Silver King campus student housing features 36 units, including one purpose-built for a small family and two others that are accessibility-friendly. Photo. Tyler Harper. A student lounge is one of the new spaces included in the building. Photo. Tyler Harper.